from 2015 through the spring of 2019, we were building this sanctuary, trying to get in it. We truly were building it all of those years. And over in our existing sanctuary, there was a small alternative high school meeting. We rented space to them for those 4 years. They moved locations in the spring of 2019, and some of you will remember, we had a congregational meeting to say, what do we want to do with that space now? And I said, what I don't think we want to do is be landlords. We have space. It could be invaluable to us. Would you raise your hand if you were at that gathering over there when we came together to talk about what we wanted to do with the space? Okay, so you will remember this. We threw out all kinds of ideas. Let's have an all-purpose building and maybe put up a few basketball goals. I don't remember who said that. And all these ideas. But here's where we got to by the end of the evening. You started talking about your lives and your experience. And somebody said, what if we did something for LGBTQ kids? And then what we started to hear was, oh my God, if I had had a safe place when I was a kid. And out of that and out of conversations, we decided that place, which already looks like a cocoon, is going to become Chrysalis Q. And it's going to be a community for LGBTQ plus kids and their families to use however they want. They can have their birthday parties there. They can have play dates. We can do clothes exchange for trans kids. We can have group gatherings where parents can share their experiences. We'll do it all, anything. And that was the birth of Chrysalis Q. We had our first gathering in December of 2019. December 2019. And then it went dormant for a couple of years. When we brought it back, we still knew it was a great idea, but we needed somebody who could dedicate time and energy. I know one person who knows everybody, in Austin, everybody in church, everybody in politics. And that's my friend, Reverend Dr. Mary Wilson. And we are blessed to have her as our director of Chrysalis Q.
Well, I don't know that I know everybody, but you know, when you live in Austin as long as I have, you get to know a lot of people. And Karen has explained some of the what of what we do with Chrysalis Q, which is we have monthly play days for elementary age kids, roughly. And we simply do arts, crafts, play games, and give kids a space to play. Sometimes we have alternative sessions for the parents, and we do things like a yoga class or a massage or a session workshop, trauma 101, or creative writing, how to talk to the Texas Ledge, and that sort of thing. So those are the what's. We attend Pride events and have booths. I attend the Capitol more times than I really want to, but it's important for the families to see that there are people there that support them, and I know many of you have been there as well. So all of those are the what's, and what I really want to get to today is more of the whys. What is the motivation? What is the underlying ethos, if you will, behind what we do? And to that end, I offer this scripture reading and prayer for us today. It comes from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. So can I tell you a coming out story? Would that be okay? I know we all have them, and they keep coming, don't they? It's not like we tell one or two and then they stop. They keep coming. But this one is from the very beginning of my coming out experience. My date, who happens to be my spouse now, took me to one of the gay bars in Austin. At the time, I was teaching at Austin Community College, which is relevant because as I was standing in line to go into the bar, one of my students greeted me. I was not prepared to see anyone that I knew, much less one of my students, and thankfully it was a former student by that point. But I was flabbergasted, I was tongue-tied, I said something kind of silly, like, oh, well, what are you doing here? And then I was like, oh, well, I guess I know what you're doing here. And for those of you that know me even a little bit, you know that talking is one of the things I like to do. And in that moment, I acted like and presented as though I had no sense of vocabulary of the English language. It was really, really stressful. But what I found, of course, was that my student was gracious and kind and accepting and glad that I was there. And as I ventured out more, two things happened. First, my spouse, who had been out in Austin for a good 10, 12 years at that point, started to get annoyed because I knew more people at the bars than she did. Yeah, it was all kinds of wrong. Secondly, I found something that I desperately needed. I found community. I found acceptance. I found the freedom to simply be me. And you know, like I experienced, that wasn't always the case in every place that I went those days. And other places I experienced rejection, hostility, and just judgment, if you will. Some of those places were religious settings. And in fact, some of those places are still religious settings, and it's been a minute. But in the bars, I felt nothing but complete freedom to be simply who I wanted to be and who I knew myself to be. I was carrying a heavy burden, and I needed rest for my soul, and I found it. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest at a queer bar. Now, I don't want to romanticize the bars. We all know that there are issues. But as a newly out person looking for a place to fit in, they worked for me at the time. And at Chrysalis Q, we want to create that feeling, acceptance, freedom, joy, and safety for our kiddos and their families. Imagine the young, queer, questioning, and gender-expansive kids today. Where do they go to unload their burdens that are placed upon them by societal expectations? Where do they go to find rest? Where do they go to simply feel free to be who they are, to explore who they are, to question who they are, and to be a kid? Well, not a bar, but I really hope one of many places queer kids can find rest, joy, safety, and freedom is at Chrysalis Q. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest in the Chrysalis Center at Chrysalis Q Activities. Now that, yes, yes. And for those who may not know much about Chrysalis Q, let me simply share with you our mission. The mission of Chrysalis Q is to create a network of care that offers safety, support, and connection for children and their families within our LGBTQI plus community. And I want to focus for a minute on one aspect, safety, because it's especially pertinent to what is happening in our state. Families are leaving or have left Texas because it is not safe for their gender expansive kids. And it's not just kids that have been leaving, it's adults who have been leaving as well because they don't feel safe here. Families who have testified at our Capitol have not only been targeted, dismissed in the hearings, or ridiculed, they have been traumatized. They have been under threat by the governor and the attorney general via the Department of Family and Protective Services. And although the initial threat of the department seems to have evolved some since the first opinions were rendered back in February of 2022, in no small part to PFLAGS, the national organization, by the way, the experience and feeling of being traumatized and the feeling of being under threat remains. And that's the thing about safety that makes it so important. It's a feeling. It's a feeling or a state of being. We feel safe when we are emotionally safe, when we are relationally safe, when we are spiritually safe, when we are physically safe. We feel safe when we are surrounded by people who have our interest at heart, and we know that that's what they do. Are doing, that we know that they care about who we are. But instead, what many of our families have experienced is the exact opposite. They have experienced, they have heard the rhetoric that questions the love they have for their children. And in some cases, if not all, their children experience anxiety about their family stability because kids know when their parents are afraid. There's a Norwegian philosopher, Lars Vindesen, who made the observation, a world you fear is a place you can never feel at home. And if families are afraid to be in Texas, Texas cannot be their home. You know, kids know when there's stress surrounding them, stress in their caregivers, tension in their world. And the stress they experience disrupts the joy of their lives. And what we want to do, what we have done, what we hope to continue to do at Chrysalis Q is to provide a place for unbridled joy. Leave that stress someplace else. Leave that burden someplace else. And have rest for their souls. The concept and implementation of safety really is complex. Stacey Haynes is a psychotherapist. She's written a book called The Politics of Trauma. And Karen has decided she needs to give me additional reading because she thinks my reading list sounds a little heavy. But what Stacey Haynes has said is that safety at its foundation means physical and material safety. Safety is being in a place or with other people where we are able to both be secure and vulnerable, authentic, and without fear that this vulnerability will be used against us. And I don't want to belabor the point about safety, but let me ask you to reflect and imagine with me where and with whom you feel safe. And let's just take a minute. I mean, close your eyes if you need to. Where and with whom do you feel safe? And as I was reviewing this last night, I took a minute to close my eyes to think about it. And the first thing that came to my mind was the image of sitting at the kitchen table of my maternal grandparents in their little country home, and I mean little, in southern Missouri. Where and with whom do you feel safe? Now think about the ingredients that make you feel safe. I think at that kitchen table, I felt loved. I felt like I belonged. I was in relationship. I felt wanted. I had fun. my needs were being met, regardless of their economic status. There was always food on the table for us. There was always a warm bed to sleep in. There was compassion, there was understanding, there was comfort. I felt safe. And that's the image that first comes to my mind. What is your image? When we say at Chrysalis Q that we want to offer safety for our families, it's not a cliche. We continue to discuss what that means, both theoretically and practically. We are intentional about understanding what safety looks like and feels like for our families. And over the 3 years or so since Chrysalis Q existence, I have had parents express their thanks for what we are doing. And here's a quote that's going to actually show up on our website shortly. Chrysalis Q is a place where my children feel affirmed. It's where they recognize they belong. We've had kids choose to come to our play days versus going to a classmate's birthday party. I've had grandparents with tears in their eyes thank me for caring about their child. And as a grandparent myself, that just breaks my heart. And I've had kids challenge me in chess. I've played more chess these last few months than I've played in years. And I'm going to have to brush up on my strategies if I ever hope to win again. And then recently, one of our regular attendees asked to play chess, and they'd never played before, and they wanted me to teach them. And I knew that we had done something special in that moment. But I do come back to the question that many families and individuals ask themselves, do we belong in Texas? It's not an easy answer. Let me just give you a simple example of why that's so complex. I've been to the Moody Center a few times in the past year. I'll give you two events that I've been to. One, a women's basketball game. And I felt like I was in my element, and I was having fun. I recognized the crowd, if you know what I mean. I felt comfortable. It was all good. And then I went to a comedy show, and it was very fun. The comedian was great, but it was a different crowd. And I realized that I felt more vigilant about who I was around and what was happening. And even when I was laughing, I was still not as free as I was at the basketball game. And it was the same space, almost the same seats. And see, that's the thing about a politics of fear. It leaves us feeling unsettled at times and in places where otherwise we wouldn't even question. Fear is a great motivator in politics, but it is incredibly harmful to the families who are on the receiving end. So do we belong in Texas? Maybe is my answer some days. And then in my more defiant moments, I'll say it nicely so Karen doesn't have to apologize for asking me to be here. In my more defiant moments, the answer is absolutely we belong here. Why shouldn't we be here? You know, and in light of that context, when I consider the question for the families we serve, do they belong at Chrysalis Q? I want the answer to be a quick and simple yes. Yes. Come, you weary and carrying heavy loads, I will give you rest. I am gentle and humble in heart. Oh, and I want to ask some of our leaders where their gentle and humble hearts have gone. Cornel West was quoted as saying, or is often quoted as saying, that justice is what love looks like in public. But that's not the entire quote. The rest of the sentence is this: justice is what love looks like in public, just like tenderness is what love looks like in private. We can be vocal, loud, and proud when we're standing up for justice, and I am, believe me. But we can also let our kids enjoy being kids. Let them have space for joy, fun, safety, and tenderness. And I say we because it really is a group effort. We are doing this together. I mean, let me ask you, how many of you have volunteered for one of our play days? You can raise your hand. How many have served on our boards? How many have made a donation towards our efforts? Now, that should be everybody, because you know why? We're in the uprising budget. And not only that, we're all our events practically are in the Chrysalis Center. So we are doing this together. All of you have made Chrysalis Q a reality. All of you are part of making families who feel particularly vulnerable a little less so when they are here. Together, we are creating justice. Together, we are creating tenderness. Together, we are creating joy. Together, we are creating a place of belonging. And together, we are creating a foundation for dignity where these kids know the value of who they are down to the core of their souls. We, together, are creating a safe space in the complexity of all that safety means. We are doing this work together, and it matters. It matters to the kid whose parent is able to ask them safely, "What pronouns do you prefer today?" It matters to the anxious parent who says, "Thank you for caring about my kid." It matters to that worried grandparent. It matters to the trans, non-binary, and gender-fluid adults who see us at the Capitol, who come up to us and say, "If I would have known somebody like you, maybe I wouldn't have lost my faith." We are doing work that matters, and we are doing it together. So I say yes and please to the words, "Come here, all you are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and together we will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Amen.